Shalom to all. Today's daf is Yerushalmi Brachas Daf Lamed Gimel. We are starting the second line, the middle of the line, with the word Tani, and in the Vilna Tzur Sadaf, it's Chav Beis Amud Aleph, the bottom line, the middle of the line. And today's daf is sponsored Lili Nishmas Maris Miriam Sar Basav Yaakov Maisha, her Nishama should have an Aliyah. Now, the previous Gemara we were discussing on Ninos and Avelos and learned that the halacha that Avelim have to turn over their beds. So now the Gemara says, Tani, we have a Braisa, Dargush Niskefes Ve'inin Nechpes. A Dargush, which is a type of bed, it gets stood on its side, but it doesn't get turned over completely. It's a different type of bed. It's not like a usual bed that people sleep on, and therefore it doesn't have to be turned completely over. Now, Shimon Elazar, he says, Shemit Kalbin Tarin Shala Vidayai. All he has to do is undo the straps of the bed, and that's sufficient. Now, Rabbi Yosef B'Shem Rabbi Shua ben Levi says, Halacha Krab Shimon Elazar, the Halacha Krab Shimon Elazar. And now another type of bed, Rabbi Yaakov Bar Acha says, B'Shem Rabbi Yosef, Mita Shenakli Teha Oilin V'Yardimba, a bed which its poles go up and down in it, which means they're removable. Shimton, he could just take them out, Vidayai, and that's sufficient. Now, what type of bed is this talking about? So, this is a canopy bed. There's a pole by the headboard and a pole by the footboard, and a canopy or a sheet is draped over it like a tent, and that protects a person from flies. So the only thing that has to be done to this type of bed is the poles are removed. He doesn't have to actually turn the entire bed over. Now the Gemara asks, Ezuhi mita ve'ezuhi dargush. What's the difference between a mita and a dargush? So Amar Rabbi Yirmiyah, he says, kol shem asargan al gufa, anything that has the ropes woven over the frame itself, zuhi mita, that's a mita. V'chol she'ein masargan al gufa, anything that doesn't have the ropes woven over the frame, zehu dargush, that's a dargush. So let's try to understand this, and it's fairly simple. Imagine just a simple frame of a bed, four pieces of wood connected to each other, and that's it, nothing else. So mita has ropes that are stretched over the frame. On top of the ropes go bedding or mattress or something like that, but the ikkar is that the ropes are stretched over the frame. A dargush has holes in the frame, meaning the side of the wood of the frame, and the ropes are woven through those holes. Now the Gemara asks, how could that be? V'hataninu, we learned in a Mishnah in regards to Toma Vitara, we know that a kli cannot be makabel Toma unless it's completed, unless it's finished and it's considered a kli. So Mishnah tells us, hamita v'harisa, a mita, a bed, and an arisa as a child's crib, when will they be makabel Toma? Mishayashufam ba'ar hadag, once they get smoothed down or sanded down with fish skin. Now here's the Gemara's question. Im misarig hu al gufa, if a mita has the rope stretched on top of it, so le'eza davar hu shafa, what exactly is he smoothing out? Why should he smooth out the frame of the bed if it's just going to be covered by the ropes? So it can't be that the definition of a mita is that the ropes are stretched over it. So Amar Abulazar, he tells us, tifta, this could be explained as the following. Bi'ilin arsasa kasriyasa, with these beds from Kesaria, Caesarian beds, the islahen nukvin, they have holes. They're somewhat similar to a dargush, that they do have holes, and therefore there is exposed wood on the frame, and that needs to be smoothed down and rubbed down by this fish skin sandpaper. Now the Gemara asks me, now the Kfiyas HaMita, where do we get this idea of Kfiyas HaMita from? What's the source? So Rabbi Krispa B'Shem Rabbi Yechanan tells us, the Pasuk in Iyev says, Vayeshvu itoy la'aretz, they sat with him to the ground. Al ha'aretz ein kosov kan. It doesn't say they sat with him on the ground. Ela vayeshvu itoy la'aretz, they sat with him to the ground. And this is referring when Iyev's friends came over to him in Menachem Avil when he was sitting in Avelos for his children. So what does it mean they sat with him to the ground? Davar shu samuch la'aretz, that means they sat with him on something which is close to the ground. Mikan shahayu yeshenim agabi mitas kefufas, this teaches us that an avil sleeps on an overturned bed. An overturned bed is very close to the ground. Some of Farshim learn from here that an avil is even supposed to sit on the overturned bed and not just sleep on it. Now what exactly is the symbolism of this overturned bed? So Bar Kapara Amar, he explains, it's as if Hashem's telling the person, ikunin achas toiva hayali b'sarich beischa, I had a good or a fine image in your house, v'gramtani l'kaifafa, and you caused me to turn it over, referring to the person that passed away. Af at kafamitascha, you also have to turn over your bed. And this is a reminder for a person to do tshuva. Now v'isde mafkin lishna v'yichpe, some formulate this as an he shall overturn, meaning kefei hasarsur, overturn the middleman. Who's the middleman over here? That's the Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer Hara comes to a person, convinces him to do an avera, then he goes back to Hashem and says, hey Hashem, that fellow did an avera, can I punish him? Hashem says yes, and he goes and kills the fellow. So with this understanding, it's more forward thinking, where the person is going to actively try to conquer the Yetzer Hara. Now another two explanations, Rabbi Yonah of Rabbi Yasi, Charvayhan B'Shem Rabbi Shem ben Lakish, they both explain the name Rabbi Shem ben Lakish. Chadam, or one of them says, what's the reason for overturning the bed? Mibnei Mahu Yashan B'mita Kfuya, why does an Avel sleep on an overturned bed? Shehei Noyer B'Laila, so when he wakes up in the middle of the night, V'nizkar Shu Avel, he's going to remember that he's an Avel. When a person's sleeping, it's very blissful, and he's not going to remember that he's an Avel. So if he wakes up in the middle of the night, he's going to realize that he's on an overturned bed, and that's going to remind him that he's an Avel. Now V'charna Amar, the other one says, Mitaych Shu Yashan B'mita Kfuya, since he's sleeping on an overturned overturned bed, Hunayar Balaila, he will wake up in the middle of the night, Vinizkar Shu Avel, and he's going to remember that he's an Avel. According to the first explanation, turning over the bed is not going to cause him to wake up in the middle of the night. It's just going to help that if he does wake up in the middle of the night, he's going to immediately remember that he's an Avel. According to the second explanation, turning over the bed will wake him up in the middle of the night because it's not exactly very comfortable, and that gives added strength and meaning to this idea of turning over the bed. Now the Gemara goes back to talking about an Einain. Avel calls Mancha Mesa Mutalafanov. An Avel, as long as his mace is Mutalafanov, which means he's an Einain, he has a responsibility to deal with the mace, Eichel Eitzel Chaveray, he should eat by his friend. He should not eat in the house where the mace is. It's not proper respect for the mace. It's as if he's showing I'm taking care of my own needs and I'm not taking care of the mace. So therefore, if he needs to go eat, he should go eat at his friend's house. Laman Gimel Beis on top of him, Eloi Chaver, if he doesn't have a friend's house to eat in, Eichel Beis Acher, he should eat in a different house. What does it mean he should eat in a different house? We just said that he doesn't have a friend to eat by. It means he should eat in one of his own houses. Let's say he has two houses, so go eat in a different house. Other Mepharshim explained, Bayis Acher means a different room of the house where the mace is located. Vim Ein Loi Bayis Acher, if he doesn't have another room or doesn't have another house, Aysa Mechitza, he should make a Mechitza between him and the mace. Va'aychel, then he could eat. Vim Ein Yachal Asas Mechitza, if he's not able to make a Mechitza, Haifach Has Panav L'Kaisal, he should turn his face towards the wall. Va'aychel, then he could eat. Furthermore, V'loi Mesev, he shouldn't recline. Reclining is a manner of Chashivas. They used to recline on beds when they were eating if they were at a Chashivas Suda, so he shouldn't eat in such a manner. V'loi Aychel Kotzarchai, V'loi Shaisa Kotzarchai, he shouldn't eat everything he needs to and drink everything he needs to. He should leave himself a little bit hungry. He shouldn't be eating meat or drinking wine. They don't make a zimun with him. If he made a berkas hamazon, they don't answer amen after him. And others that made a bracha, he doesn't answer amen after them. This was all talking about during the week. When we're dealing with Shabbos, there's no avelus on Shabbos. So he could recline and eat and eat meat and drink wine. And eat everything he needs to and drink everything he needs to. And they do a zimun with him. If he made a bracha, they answer amen after him. And when others make a bracha, he answers amen after them too. Now, Amar Rabban Shimon ben Gamliel, he says, since we are matter all this for him, we should mechayev him and all the other mitzvahs in the Torah. Because if you permitted just temporary things like eating and drinking, if you permitted that for him, for sure you should permit Chai Olam, something which is for eternity, which is doing mitzvahs. And Rabbi Yehuda ben Pazi says, B'shem Rabbi Shua ben Levi, Halacha k'Rav Shimon ben Gamliel, the Halacha k'Rav Shimon ben Gamliel. Now, what's the machlok is Tanakam Rav Shimon ben Gamliel? So really, the Tanakam agrees with Rav Shimon ben Gamliel that it's permitted for this fellow to do all mitzvahs on Shabbos. He doesn't argue with Rav Shimon ben Gamliel on that. The only nafgamina is Dvarm Shel Tzina, things that are in private. According to the Tanakam, an Avil is supposed to keep to Dine Avelis, even on Shabbos, if it's Dvarm Shabbat Tzina. Whereas Rav Shimon ben Gamliel says no. Now, what's a Dvarm Shabbat Tzina we're talking about? Relations between a man and wife. So according to the Tanakama, that is not permitted. According to Rav Shimon Gamliel, it is permitted. And Rav Yehuda ben Pazi just passed in the name of Rav Shimon ben Levi that we hold like Rav Shimon Gamliel. And the Gemara continues, Nimsar l'rabim. Let's say the mace was given over to the rabim. The public is taking care of him. Let's say it's the Chaver Kadisha. They're taking care of the mace. So then, Eichel Basar v'shoyse yayin. This Avil is allowed to eat meat and drink wine. Since it's not his responsibility anymore, he's handed it off to someone else, so now he's able to eat meat and drink wine. Nimsar l'katafim. Let's say the mace was given over to the carriers. A katef is a shoulder, so katafim are the people that put the mace on their shoulders and they carry him to the Beis HaKfaras. So it's the same thing. Kamisha nimsa l'rabim. It's as if the mace was given over to the public to deal with. It's as if it was given over to the Chaver Kadisha. And once again, the avil is allowed to eat meat and drink wine. Now the Gemara is going to tell us about the first suda that an avil eats, and this is called a sudas havra'a. So the Gemara says, Kadamach Rabbi Yasa, when Rabbi Yasa passed away, Kabil Rabbi Chia bar va aveloi. Rabbi Chia bar va accepted or welcomed all of his avilim. Ba'achlon basar v'ashkisur chamar, and he fed them meat and he gave them wine to drink. And this is at the Sudas Havra. And a similar story, Kadamach Rav Chia bar Abba, when Rav Chia bar Abba passed away, Kabil Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak Aveloi, Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak welcomed in and accepted his Aveilim, Vachon Basar Vashkisun Chamar. He also gave them meat to eat and wine to drink. Now, Kadamach Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak, when Rav Shmuel bar Rav Yitzchak passed away, Kabil Rav Ze'era Aveloi, Rav Ze'era, he accepted and welcomed in his Aveilim, Vachon Tolaifchin, and he gave them lentils. Now, this is not a problem. It's not like it's a machloikas what we're allowed to give Aveilim. Meimar Kama Duhu Min Haga. Each one did whatever the minig was. So, in some places, the minig was to give the Aveilim meat and wine, and in other places, the minig was to give them lentils. Now, the Gemara continues, Rav Ze'era Midamech, before Rav Ze'era passed away, meaning as he was about to pass away, Pakid Vimar, he gave instruction and he said, Loite Kablun Alai Yoimahon Avela, don't accept for me today as an Avel, meaning the first day that I'm buried, don't treat it with Dina Avela, so you shouldn't accept the Sudas Havra. Balamachamar Zachayo, the next day, meaning the second day of Avelos, that's when you can act like Avelim and sit down for your Sudas Havra. And now a story about a Sudas Avela. avelos, Rav Yitzchak Breid de Rebbe have a kasaiva. Rav Yitzchak Breid de Rebbe, he was a kasaiva, he was a scribe, he was a cipher, and matei aynes, and aynes happened to him, which means that one of his relatives passed away. Va'alan legabe Rebbe Man of Rebbe Yudon, Rebbe Man of Rebbe Yudon came to visit him, v'hava chamar toiv, and there was very good wine there. V'ishton sagan, and they drank a lot of this wine, v'gachin, and they actually began laughing. Now l'macha, the next day, atun bayin mayil gabe, they wanted to come back to him. Rebbe Man Rebbe Yudon wanted to come be Menachem Avil again. Amar Lain, he told them, Rabbanon, my dear Rabbanim, Hachin bar nash avil chavre, is this what a person does to his friend? Loi havin chaserin esmal el mekum amirkud. The only thing that was missing yesterday was getting up and dancing, and it was a little bit too frivolous for base avil, so please don't come back again today. Now just regarding drinking wine at a base avil, lamadal al madalf al top, the Gemara tells us, Tani, we have a braisa, asara kaisis shaisim in base avil, they used to drink 10 cups of wine in a base avil, shnaim lefnei hamazon, 2 before they ate the meal, v'chamisha b'sei hamazon, 5 during the meal, and ushlash l'achar hamazon, they had 3 cups of wine after the meal. This is the reason for the 3 after the meal. One is for Birch Samazin, for benching. One is for the chesed that was done with the mace, for all the people that helped bury him. And this cup of wine is like a lechayim for them, in honor of them. And one is for the people that came to Menachem Avel, a lechayim to them. Now, when Rav Shimon Gamliel died, they added another 3 cups of wine. One for the Chazan HaKnesses. The Chazan HaKnesses was like the Gabai, so this is a lechayim in honor of him. One is for the Rosh HaKnesses, one was for Rabbi Gamliel himself. However, since the Bezin saw that people were consistently getting drunk at a base Avel, they made a gzeir about this, and they brought it back to its place. Now there's machlekes what that means, brought it back to its place. Does that mean they brought it back to 10 cups from 13 back to the original 10, or does that mean that they drank even fewer cups than that? But either which way, everyone agrees that 13 was too many, so after this gzeira, they began to drink less than 13. We're going to stop here for the day, pick up tomorrow, continue to talk about Dini Avelos. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.